Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Echo.
I'm Brendan.
And we're coming to you today with an intermediate podcast that should be lots of fun.
Yeah, we're getting to the end of the day here, so we thought we'd bring you a lesson about that.
Yeah. So why don't we take a listen to the clip?
Hi, 老板走了没？
终于走了。
哎呀，太好了，走，咱们吃饭去。
你还没工作完呢。
哎呀，老板都走了，谁还工作呢？走吧，走吧，别假正经了。
好，走吧。
So we're back, and let's go over this sentence by sentence. I don't think there's anything too hard here, but there are a couple of points that bear noticing.
嗨，老板走了没？
嗨，老板走了没？
Right, so, hey, is the boss gone?
终于走了。
终于走了。
Ah, finally he left, or he finally left.
哎呀，太好了，走，咱们吃饭去。
哎呀，太好了，走，咱们吃饭去。
Oh, awesome. Come on, let's go get something to eat.
你还没工作完呢。
哎，你还没工作完呢。
Huh, you haven't finished your work.
哎呀，老板都走了，谁还工作呢？
哎呀，老板都走了，谁还工作呢？
哎呀，the boss is gone, who's going to keep working?
走吧，走吧，别假正经了。
走吧，走吧，别假正经了。
Come on, quit faking it, or quit pretending.
好，走吧。
好吧，走吧。
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, right. Why don't we listen to that one more time, and mm-hmm. then we're going to go through a couple of the more interesting things that will drag it up to the intermediate level.
All right.
Okay?
老板走了没？
终于走了。
哎呀，太好了，走，咱们吃饭去。
你还没工作完呢。
哎呀，老板都走了，谁还工作呢？走吧，走吧，别假正经了。
好，走吧。
Brendan, what was the first thing that you noticed that might not be difficult, really, but you don't really run into it in non-conversational textbooks?
The first line, you know, hey, 老板走了没？ Mm-hmm.
Right? 走了没？
走了没？
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, yeah, you hear this a lot in speech, especially in the North. And it's, you know, it's short for like 走了没有
mm-hmm. Yeah, 走了没有
Right. Now, in Beijing, you'll have something where somebody might say, you know, hey, did you eat yet? You know,
吃了没
吃了没 mm-hmm. And then if you haven't, you can say,
没吃回家吃去
Or you can just say like, you know, 还没呢 right?
Yeah.
You know, 还没呢是 Anna yet.
Yeah.
But that one's more specific, I think, to Beijing, or at least yeah. to this kind of general area.
It's really universal, though. I mean, you can use it with almost any verb. Can you think of anywhere you can't use it? Like, 说了没还是
一般的能表示过去时的都可以。
Yeah.
Actually, two syllables is a little bit weird here.
Yeah, like,
but
you can... 说了没 or something like that would be...
Yeah, but you can still use it.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's much more common to hear this used with one character verbs. 你吃了没
Or right. also you can say 吃饭了没 Both
yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
但是
yeah,
一定要口语的
yeah,
书面语不行
Right.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on it, Brendan?
Kind of like a construction you have in Cantonese too, right? Like, you know, if you're going to say, you know, 吃了没吃饭了没 would be like, 吃饭没 Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
真好听
I get by in Hong Kong with English and Mandarin.
Yeah, yeah, me too. I mean, I wouldn't actually speak Cantonese to people who spoke Cantonese. But
it's good at impressing the locals.
Exactly, the local yokels, you know.
So let's move on. What's the second grammar point we want to emphasize here?
终于走了
Like, 终于
Yeah, 终于 is finally, or at last, or 终is... 终于 is actually kind of weird grammatically, but 终is end and then 于 is at.
Yes.
Right, so it almost should be like 于终于 or something.
End,
it's kind of weird in the order. But yeah, 终于 is finally.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case and in a lot of cases, it's kind of like, oh, finally he left. Thank God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also just be, you know, in the end, the bad guy dies.
Yeah.
One
thing maybe to emphasize is the difference between 终于 and 到底. Because 到底 can also mean, you know, to the end, but it's a different kind. It's, you know, to the extreme or to the utmost of something.
Yeah, but you can use 终于 in the front of the sentence. 但你不能在那儿用到底。 Like,
yeah.
到底他死了 No.
Yeah. Yo, well, 到底 is sort of, you know, to the greatest extent,
yeah,
right? You
yeah.
know, like,、mm-hmm. you know, prosecute the great proletarian cultural revolution、
yes.
到底。
对，而且终于的话、mm. 一般都是完成了的。
Okay.
哎呀，老板都走了，谁还工作呢？
老板都走了，谁还工作呢？
Somebody, and we're not naming any names, but somebody was surprised by this.
I'm not in the corporate.
不打自招。
We had a discussion before the podcast, and the question, we were talking about though as in, you know, it's providing emphasis here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the intermediate level, so we know we can say this, you know, 老板都走了。The question is, why can't we say 老板才走了 or 老板就走了？
Yeah, and when he says that's the question we had, it's not a question we had, it's a question...
okay, it's a question I had.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. The answer comes in two parts. Part one, you're stupid. And part two...
But what is it? Why can't
yeah.
you say...
首先你不能用酒和财和乐放在一起。
Yeah,、mm. yeah, you really can't have 酒 and 财 together with 乐. It doesn't work. As for the reasons why, I think we should get into that in another、
mm-hmm.
podcast because、
yeah.
we'll be here all night.
而且呢，都的意思肯定是它的时态上肯定是表示已经发生了的，过去发生了的。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's also, it's emphasizing, right?、
Yeah.
And it's sort、
yeah.
of the same way you'd have like, you know,连老板都走了
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even the boss is gone.
But still emphasize something happened in the past tense.
Yeah.
There's one more, right?
Yeah, and that one's nice. It's...
走吧走吧别假正经了。
假正经别假正经了。
Yeah, so 正经 would be kind of being on the straight and narrow、
yeah.
or being above
that's,
board.
That's
kind of,
fourth tone, third tone. 正经。
Yeah, 正经。Yeah.
Yeah.
And... 假正经 is, you know, oh, quit, you know, quit
yeah,
playing
fake,
the good kid,
yeah.
quit
yeah,
faking it.
Faking
it's 假 like fake.、
Mm-hmm.
And so this is good to know and interesting to look at because 假 is not usually a verb in this sense.
Yeah.、
Mm.
But here it's just...
We can say 假星星.
Yeah,、mm. right, which is similar. But it's occurring as like a phrasal verb. It's not,
yep.
Yeah.
yeah.
So 假正经 is to fake, fake a good show, pretend、
mm-hmm.
to be the good kid, whatever.、
Yeah.
So we've got 4 points here. Let's listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we're going to quickly review them, and we'll call it a day.
嗨，老板走了没？
终于走了。
哎呀，太好了，走，咱们吃饭去。
你还没工作完呢。
哎呀，老板都走了，谁还工作呢？走吧，走吧，别假正经了。
好，走吧。
Echo, what are our 4 points?
走了没？终于。老板都走了。假正经。
Lots of grist for the mill, so to speak.
Yeah, especially when it comes to slacking off.、
Mm.
It's a really good topic to learn about in Chinese because there are so many different ways of talking about slacking off. Like, you know, 偷懒 is another good one. It's like gold bricking.
If you're listening to this at work,and you feel like slacking off a bit more, and you have any questions, you can always write us or leave a comment on the site, and we'll do our best to get back to you quickly with the answer. Thanks for listening, and we'll hope to hear from you soon.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.